This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey agreed Thursday to a 120-hour ceasefire in its assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced it in Ankara after extensive talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA Cindy Sain reports.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Turkey Thursday to push Erdogan to stop the attacks. After hours of talks, Pence made this announcement.
And today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Pence said that Turkey has agreed to pause its assault for 5 days, while the U.S. facilitates the withdrawal of Kurdish fighters from a large swath of territory that stretched from Turkey's border nearly 32 kilometers into Syria. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
The White House admitted Thursday that U.S. President Trump froze $400 million in badly needed military aid to Ukraine to pressure it into investigating Democrats in the 2016 presidential election. The stunning revelation by Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney came after Mr. Trump spent weeks denying there was any quid pro quo with Ukraine. Mulvaney told reporters at the White House the money for Ukraine was being held up because of Trump's concerns over corruption in Ukraine and suspicions it was involved in a Russian hacking of the Democratic National Committee in 2016. A Democratic representative, Adam Schiff, who was leading the impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump, said he thinks that Mr. Mulvaney's acknowledgement means that things have gone from very, very bad to much worse. This is VOA News. President Trump spent Thursday in Texas rallying to drum up support from his base in a state that until recently can be counted on to vote Republican, but many may be shaping up to become a battleground. Mr. Trump arrived in Texas as news broke about the ceasefire agreement reached by the United States and Turkey, with Ankara agreeing to suspend its military operation in Syria. Speaking in Fort Worth before participating in a roundtable with supporters in a fundraiser luncheon in Fort Worth, Mr. Trump called the ceasefire an incredible outcome and something they've been trying to get for 10 years. Mourning on Capitol Hill Thursday by members of both political parties after the announcement that Congressman Elijah Cummings of the U.S. state of Maryland has died. VOA's Catherine Gyptian reports from Washington.
Head of the House Oversight Committee leading the impeachment inquiry into Trump, Cummings had a fierce sense of justice that still drew respect from fellow Republicans. President Trump tweeted his condolences, but earlier this summer, he had harsh words for Cummings and his predominantly African-American home city of Baltimore.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
The president's claim Cummings' district was a rat and rodent-infested mess seen as a racially insensitive attack, looked at as retaliation for Cummings' investigations into the administration.
We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world. We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people.
But both Democrats and Republicans remembered him Thursday as one of the leading figures in Congress for his strong values. Catherine Gyptian, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A proposed Brexit compromise on Thursday still does not guarantee that Britain will leave the European Union on October 31st, as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has planned. VOA's Henry Ridgewell explains why.
Johnson's pledge to leave the EU do or die on the October 31st deadline may yet fail, as it has to be approved in the British and European parliaments. British MPs will sit in session Saturday for the first time since 1982. The agreement was sealed thanks to changes to the Northern Irish backstop clause. The new deal envisages Northern Ireland remaining in the United Kingdom's custom territory, but in practice it will follow EU rules with an effective customs border down the Irish Sea. That avoids border checks on Northern Ireland, but the Democratic Unionist Party has rejected any deal that treats Northern Ireland differently to the rest of the United Kingdom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.